of wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's big wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Hey, everybody. How are we feeling right now? Are we excited for the show? Amazing. Well, please welcome to the stage Kris Jenner and Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh my God. Wow. Wow, look at. Oh my God, no, stop it. I cannot. Oh my God, get up. This is why I divorced this person. You know what I'm saying? High five, Kris. Woo! Oh my God. Hi, dolls. How are you?
This is madness,
this
baby.
This is amazing. I gotta know, how are you doing? You, red hat, right here. No, you're not. You're doing amazing, sweetie.
You really She are. Used to do this shit when we were married, and I said, Kris, shut the hell up. Okay, nobody's doing amazing right now, all right?
I can't believe we're back together again. Look at this. Can you believe it?
On a little family vacay. Kris, you don't answer my calls. You don't answer my texts. How'd I get you on the cruise ship?
I'm a busy woman, okay? I don't know if you know. I manage 14 people right now.
Listen, I confused her. I told her, land your copter on top of this cruise ship.
No,
I totally confused
we
her.
Landed right on top of our room. Corey's up there right now.
Yeah. I don't want to hear about your new relationship, Kris, okay? We were married for God knows how long, 20 years, 25. Who keeps count anymore?
25 too many, but you gave me two beautiful girls. Do we love Kylie?
And Kendall,
and Kenny.
Kris.
We love Kendall.
God, yeah, you always forget about her just because Kylie makes you more money, right?
Kylie had an amazing Q2. She is really bringing it home.
Are we even in Q2? What day is it? God damn it.
I Kris, know.
I've been at Cagney's Steakhouse every night. Who's been at Cagney's? They make a mean prime rib, Kris.
Wow, yeah. I love a prime rib.
Well, have you been there? Or
no, we've been doing a private dinner on our balcony, Corey and I. We got one of the cruise boys, you know,
to bring up a bottle of Belvedere.
And we've just been doing liquid dinner, you know?
Well, it must be nice, Kris.
Oh, it's
She's
fabulous.
Such a bitch. You know, when we got divorced, she got all the money, and and I paid to get tits. And here we are.
She looks great. We're here. We're family.
Thank you.
On a family vacation in the middle of the ocean.
It was. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Did you get the mirror? I got a balcony room. What'd you get?
No, I. It's a wraparound. I don't know. It's a balcony. It's like a whole suite. What floor are you on, doll?
Undisclosed, but clearly it wasn't a wraparound suite.
Well, gotcha. I gotta say, I'm just having so much fun, you know.
Yeah, you look like it.
I saw Logan Crosby on the boat. Do you guys see?
I'm into women, but let me tell you something. Logan does something for me.
I think we should set him up with Chloe.
Kris. Kris, Chloe, that's not Chloe's type. That's just not Chloe.
I don't know. He's hot. He's young, right? Why not?
He keeps saying he's single, and I'm like, okay, well, who's sliding into the DMs? It might be me tonight. I'm feeling a little frisky.
Oh, my God.
I don't know, Kris. Would you get jealous if I hooked up with somebody?
Absolutely not. No.
I think I'm good. Absolutely not. I see what you did there, Kris. You're such a bitch.
Well, this is crazy, being on the seas, you know? I haven't really done this in, I don't know, hundreds of years, really.
Why don't you like cruises, Kris? You never went on it when we were married. I was so mad. I just wanted to go on a cruise.
I waited till the divorce. I really wanted to go later in life, you know? When I could have that wraparound suite. But here
Clearly.
We are doing a podcast. And guess what? We have a guest with us today, an old friend.
No, she really is an old friend. So when we were able to do this live show, I said, wait a minute. We got to get somebody from the course.
Yeah, we looked at she's an old friend from the golf club. And
she's got a better swing than me. I'm pissed about it. Don't tell anybody I said it, all right? Because I don't like admitting shit like this.
But everybody, put your hands together for the fabulous and entitled Housewives!
Come on back here, baby. Come on, I got your mic out here.
Give our music.
Let's go, girls.
Yeah, baby.
Knees touch your elbows.
Hi, dog.
Come on, Caitlin.
Pop, 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 pop.
Oh, my God. I don't move this way.
Chris, move those old janky legs.
Chris,
come on.
Move that move that cantankerous puss.
I did it.
Get your little butt.
Yes.
Is anyone hungover? Thank God.
Not me. I just popped three edibles on my way over. I feel fabulous.
Chris, I need to delve into your Hermes.
Are you doing edibles?
Your Birkin. I've got edible mushrooms.
Oh, yeah,
you
doll.
Know, the weed can bring me down, and I like to go up, up, up.
You have a good trip?
I want to stay up here and never leave. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
This is insanity, though. Listen, how many cruises have you been on?
Well... You know, we took the kids on the Disney one, and dare I say it was sheer hell.
Oh,
you know,
no.
Just seeing that cruise when we docked yesterday, seeing all the Disney ears, I had PTSD.
So many people, too,
It's absolute Les Miserables.
They've got
not a good situation.
The water slide that comes off the boat, I said, I don't need that.
I don't need that shit. I mean, at one point, I was so drunk, I was wishing maybe it would just break while I was on it. Just fucking end it all.
Just
you know?
End my misery. That's how I felt married to Kris Jenner. I'm not even kidding.
I got to tell you, Courtney did that cruise. She loves Disney.
And, yeah.
But she got the whole boat just for her family.
Well, see, that would be the way to do it. And that's why I'm glad we're having some FaceTime now. Because,
absolutely.
You know, we're in the same neighborhood now over in Calabasas.
And I know. Welcome to the hood.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Apparently, I'm in the one non-gated community in Calabasas. So, apparently,
don't give your address. They love you. Don't give your address.
Give it up. Chris wanted gated
it's
community.
270.
Give it right out. Wait a minute. How many kids you got now?
We've got two. We've got Dashiell and Maccabee.
How are they?
You know, never good.
Oh, yeah.
They're always
summer. I'm dreading summer, you know, because Scott, every year, he misses summer ball sign up, and then we got to put him in something random, like equestrian camp, tap.
Well, who drives him to all this shit? Because you know what? It was me doing all the dirty work back when I was Bruce Bruiser. And Chris said, I'll just take the kids. I had the two girls in the Land Rover. I put them in the back, and I said, let's hit the road. And I had Kenny doing the horse ride. And you got the kids riding horses?
Well, and you're not great behind the wheel.
No. Yeah, I wouldn't brag about that.
So I hear. It is goddamn 2 p.m. middle of the day. Don't bring me down. I need a sip of
Let's have a sip of this.
This Hampton water here.
Let's have a sip.
That's why I had to get rich. I couldn't let you drive my kids around.
Exactly.
It was an accident.
Oh,
I was asking.
Let's move on. This wasn't even part of the plan, doll.
Well, I like to throw them. I throw them in Ubers. Or if I have, you know, things, if I want to go to Mickey D's or something, then I'll use them as an excuse and I'll take them to sports.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I can do my shit, you know.
Yeah. I love seeing you. It's so fabulous.
It's so good. You know, finally, I'm with someone that wears sunglasses indoors.
Of course.
You know, never let them see your pupils.
Especially on a cruise, you know. These people don't even, we can't, aren't you all in sunglasses today? I can't, day
I
what?
I can't see dick worth shit.
I can't see.
God, every, hey.
Hey, somebody's got to be.
Did I see someone come in a sash?
Right
here.
Oh, wow.
Right
Miss
here.
America.
Now, talk to me. What are we celebrating? Divorce? It's your birthday.
Happy birthday.
God.
Woo! Go, shorty. It's your birthday.
Happy birthday.
We gonna party like it's your birthday. We gonna sip a party like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck. It's not your birthday.
Wow.
What's your name?
Jessica.
Happy birthday, sweet doll.
Happy birthday, Jessica. Not a day over 25, doll. You look fab.
Kris Jenner celebrates birthdays like it's her job. Every fucking post on Instagram. Happy birthday, Kris. Happy
I'm
birthday.
I'm curious about that. Can I'm I curious tell if someone is posting I'm those posts every time you have a carousel of every fucking kid, and I'm going, where's she getting this?
I love a carousel. Well, you know, I am the face of Aloe. So
that also confuses me, because doesn't Kim have Skims? So what the fuck is going on with Aloe?
Well, that's Kimberly. Kimberly has Skims and I have Aloe. I don't think there's I sit on the board still. I do.
You do.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Tell me, wait, doll, I want to know, because everyone always asks us, who's your favorite kid? Do you have a favorite of the two?
Well, you know, yeah, Dashiell's at a really obnoxious age. He's 8 now and I can't have that. And Maccabee does kind of, Maccabee's still moldable. Dashiell's gone rogue, you know, and he's veering into the ages where he's going to start jerking off into a sock.
Oh, yeah. You got to watch your screens. You know, he's going to, is he downloading all the naked?
He doesn't even wear socks. He's probably going to be jerking off into his Crocs.
But there's holes in those. Wow, that's a sight to see. I tell you what, Caitlin, I never cut my little ding-a-ling off. So
no,
I'm still coming
the
in the Crocs. The
issue is that the Crocs have holes in them, you know.
That's what I'm saying. A little sprinkler action. You really don't know what's going to happen. Kris loved it.
I hate Crocs. Can I just say, I had a business meeting with them to try and change it to a K, and they said no, and I said,
fuckers.
No, thank you.
I think if you keep at them, you'll get it done. There's nothing you can't do.
Thank you so much, doll.
You know,
Kris, this is like a job opportunity for you.
There's nothing you can't do. What'd you say, doll?
It's a job opportunity for you.
I know. I was going to say, you are on tour now. How is that going?
It's great. It's amazing. It's I'm having more fun than ever before, you know?
You're crushing. They love you.
Well, I love them. I mean, it's so mutual. And I mean, every hotel, it just kind of feels like every night, and we all come together, and there's a level of camaraderie between skills. And even even the Sniffle Dick Scots that are dragged along, they're starting to enjoy it. It's just fun. I don't know. The people that all come together, the pills that are all in one room. It's like, it's just exciting. Yes. And everyone just kind of comes with they're ready to let their hair down and their pusses fly.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, we need a fucking break.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Do you have management?
I've got about 37 people that
I'm
paying.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, Kris.
If you ever feel, you know, you want a Calabasas queen.
you want to poach me, Kris.
I was poaching.
Well, I'm just curious how much time you would, you know, put into me.
I think you're fabulous.
I feel you're pretty stretched.
Kimberly's really doing a lot on her own now, so I do have a little space on the roster.
I saw she's managing North now.
She never managed me for shit. I mean, I'm an Olympian, Kris.
Absolutely.
But well, you've been on the golf. Loose cannon.
What's happening?
Say? Nothing. What?
Bruce Jenner was an Olympian. I'm a 3-time medalist.
Yeah.
You remember those days?
I do.
It was back in the 1980s.
The Wheaties box.
But Kris, thank you. It was a high jump. It was got track and field.
Was it pole vault?
Pole vaulting for sure. Something was vaulting. But Kris never managed me for shit, and I always got mad at you for that. But she has space now.
If you had a face like Kimberly, I would take the time.
I mean, come on. Kris, my face is sexy. That's what you fell in love with. Kris, my charm.
Wait, we got to know more. How's golf these days? You playing a lot of games?
I got to tell you what, I am getting better and better.
Wow.
And I don't want to stroke my own clit, but listen. Well, along the tour, it's like we're in all these random cities, and the one constant I have in my life is that there's a course nearby.
Yeah.
And so I pack my clubs, and I fill them with, you know, all sorts of shit. Twisted tees and Grey Gooses and all sorts of things. I could just put a bunch in my golf bag, and they don't really check it at TSA.
I love Grey Goose.
And so a little morning martini. I love it. I love a morning Merlot.
Ooh, morning Merlot.
Morning Merlot.
I know
God
it sounds
damn.
Odd, but trust me.
You two need to play golf together. You guys.
We have, Kris.
No, I.
We have.
We oh. have. Hello. We just did the benefit for erectile dysfunction, didn't we?
We sure did.
That was at the country club. I didn't want to do it, but I said, you know what? It's for a good cause.
Well, and
getting
we tried
it
to
up.
Get Scott to play, but it hit a little too close to home.
It really did. It did for me as well. And I said, I got this, though, in the bag. So, yeah, no, but she's got a better swing than me. Hitting the clubs.
I'm a PXG girl. I am a PXG girly.
Wow. Through and through.
they send me clubs and, you know, and I just, well, the thing is, my dad is frightening when it comes to golf. He screams at me.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. And he put me in junior golfers when I was an adult.
Oh, my God.
That was a problem. But growing up, you know, I would go to the golf course and I would get sent home every fucking day. They'd be like, your shorts are too short. You're farting too loud. Whatever it was. You know?
Oh, no.
There's so many rules.
Wow.
And did you probably never got kicked off the course as a young buck?
Well, no, because I had a lot of practice. I mean, my form is amazing. When I came out of my mother's, you know, I almost said the P word. I would say vagina. And I had a perfect Olympian form. You're ready to go. So they've never kicked me out. I was a good sport as Bruce.
Well, you were also, yeah. Do they accept you now? Like, because, you know, women, they, you know.
Yeah. Don't worry about getting.
There's a few courses that won't even take us in yet. And I'm working on them. But, you know, I'm trying to get bars in every women's locker room across America.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
I feel like I'm slowly trying to piece together everything for us, you know. I was in a locker room recently at this country club, and they had all the women's leaders, the leaderboard, and they didn't even put their first names. It was Mrs. Donald Glover. Like,
that's messed up.
Isn't that fucked? But even the men didn't know, because I brought them into the women's locker room. Like, we have no idea about this. Like, the president of the club. I'm like, yeah, because your head's up your fucking dick hole.
Meanwhile, they probably were like, we could save a few dollars if we just cut out the first name. I got kicked off the course.
Well, what'd you do, Chris? Tell them. What'd you do?
There
was an adorable caddy, and we decided.
There always are.
Was this when we were married, Chris? Because you already cheated three times.
We did it in the back of a golf cart.
Yeah. Wide open spaces, baby.
Have you been there before, cheating?
Yeah.
In the golf cart?
Oh, yeah.
I prefer to take it in the rough.
Spoken like a poet.
Is Chris. Scott on the boat with you?
Is what's that?
Scott here?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's in the room.
Oh, yeah, he came on the cruise.
He's doing his taxes.
Oh, yeah. Don't remind me. I still got to do that shit. Wait a minute. We got a Scott in the family, okay? Let's just shit on Scott, okay? Because I'm not a fan of Scott Disick.
All Scots are bad.
All of them are bad. We have a Scott in here?
We got a Scott here?
Scott. Oh, my God. No,
if it was the one again from last night, I would shit myself. That man has not left my side for 24 hours. I'm starting to get worried. And then last night, his wife came up to me, and I think they're interested.
Oh, my God. Is it the same Scott?
No, we got a different one here.
Are you terrible?
He's in Cheetah.
Wait a minute. He's with a woman here. Is she terrible?
No. That was a real pause before.
Now, is that a head-to-toe Cheetah ensemble, sir?
Oh, okay.
Don't defend it. You look great.
Where are you from, Scott? Iowa.
Des Moines? Scottsdale, Arizona. Let's fucking go, Poppy. And now, are you guys married? Yes. Children?
Wow.
Okay. Now, does he always speak for you? Because I already don't like him.
That's what you said.
Now, but wait a minute. Did you,
Scott, don't you dare.
Did you dress him, though? Because that's... See,
Amazon
last week. It does come in handy, though. I should have bought stock.
Yeah, have you heard of Skims?
You guys are an attractive couple there.
Well, thanks for coming to the show, Scott. We wanted to talk shit about Scott's. Yeah. We did. I got to say, though, I love Scott. My Scott.
Well, I know you do, because that's, you know, you don't... He's just once removed now, isn't he?
I don't want to...
Yes.
Know, are you guys fans of Scott?
Yeah.
Wow. He gave me three beautiful grandchildren, and I am forever indebted to that man.
This is what I never understood about Chrissy. She would always love the men, never defended her daughters.
I know.
I said, Chris, you got to go with your girls. The girls. I can't really say that as Christian. The girls. It hurts my throat.
But yes. How do you say it, doll? Teach us.
The girls.
Wow.
You got to let the tongue roll around and just kind of do its own thing.
I know about
it. Yeah, take a sip of martini. Take a big sip.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
A little. Try saying it just in one light, breathy.
Chris, do it better than that. Come on, Chrissy.
I can't feel my toes.
Did you guys try the mozzarella? Not to change subject. Did you try the mozzarella sticks at the buffet?
Did you try?
Not half
what
bad.
What about that ham salad? I took one look
Caitlin,
at
Caitlin, you probably sat on one.
Can I just say I haven't even found the buffet?
Well, yeah. Chris, fuck off, okay? The rest of us are in steerage.
Yeah, Chris, you've got your own private quarters. Yeah. We're out here slumming it.
I've just been walking everywhere. I don't know where I am.
I swear, I saw a turd in the Lido deck pool yesterday. A little baby Ruth.
I didn't want to have to admit this, but I stopped up the toilet. And it's an instant flush.
I think the toilets were not prepared for our expulsion of demons.
They really weren't. Well, they put laxatives in that buffet food. So once I got back to the room, I said, wait a minute, I'm feeling something here. And then, you know, I used too much toilet paper, cut myself, and then I tried to flush it. It took three flushes. Anybody else?
Yes, yes.
Okay, thank God.
And my nail keeps
me.
Getting caught on the button where you push it in. Shellac's cracking off.
Well, you have to close the toilet before you can flush it. Oh. That's what's stressing me out.
You do?
Yeah, how do you, because the flush. Oh,
because it's behind it.
It's
I just
tip
it down.
Right, that's a lot
can
of work.
I just say, both of you have money. Why didn't you bring a team to do that for
you?
I have not flushed a single toilet since I got here.
How crass.
Seriously, because you're fucking Corey. Don't tell me. I don't want to know.
Huh?
Don't tell me.
No, Corey's here.
I know. Here. I know Corey's here.
He said he wanted to gamble with your Scott.
Oh, they can gamble.
Yeah?
They can gamble.
Scott is a gambler?
It's not, I mean, yeah. Not a lot of, I don't know if you can have a lot of big wins on the ship.
No.
Can you? You won last night?
My husband won
$7,000. Shut
the
fuck
up! My God!
$7,000!
Wow.
I hope he kept that ship. What's his name?
I'm sorry. What the God's name is this?
He doesn't
Scott,
sound like
too- learn from this man. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa.
This guy's playing the system somehow. This is Ocean's 11.
I mean, seriously.
What's his name?
Jason.
Jason. I love that. You're just
Jason
living your life.
Jason Bourne is on the boat.
Jason is here with us right now. What does he look like? Is he bald?
He wouldn't dare show it to the world.
Listen, I started going bald. Chris hated it. And then I said, listen, hello, hair transplant. It wasn't an issue.
Did you go to Turkey for years?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I got the guy. There's only one guy in Turkey. His name is Stefan.
Yeah, and they put you at like the Four Seasons, right? You really get a nice whole vacation out of it, I think.
It sounds like it.
Once again, have you gotten any work done, by the way?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I underwent surgery for my pinky. I had so many espresso martinis, I rolled my golf cart, actually.
Oh, no.
I hate when that happens.
I went to all the... Here's the thing. You shouldn't be going to the ER fucked up.
No.
Well, I went because my finger was cracked off, and it was sticking out to here, and I went, and you should go drunk, but you should never read the reports. They're so mean. They're like, she was obliterated.
Yeah, they get...
Throwing
wow.
up into a bag. Like, I'm sorry, I had one good round with girls.
They tell you your alcohol content. You're like, I don't know numbers.
But the doctors were so ornery with me that they brought in a bunch of them and they were trying to pop it back in place. And I think they fucked it up more. And so I had to go under surgery with Dr. Sai, T-S-A-I.
Oh, my God. Did you get a facelift while you were
at
under?
At Cedars-Sinai.
Cedars-Sinai.
No, but they surgeryed my pinky to put it back in place. And now it sits like so, like such.
Oh, my God. But she's a prissy lady.
And of course, Trish is like, at least when you're sucking dick, it's going to be classy.
Damn it, that's right.
Pinkies up, girls. As though I'm doing that all the time with Scott.
Chris no. never sucked my dick, but that's for another day.
Were you ever able to suck your own?
I can't.
As an athlete, I mean.
An athlete. I'm a three-time Olympian, baby. I'm very flexible.
That's what I thought.
Absolutely. Because Chris Shirley wasn't doing it.
No, I waited until this is the decade I do it with Corey. You know, I really wanted to wait until I was really
good. You wanted to wait until you had the biggest possible dick?
Absolutely. Well, she talks so much, her mouth is so goddamn big.
I like dicks like I like my men like I like my bank account.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, crass.
Oh, my God. This is so much fun. Are you having a blast? I mean, I'm having so much fun.
I love you, too. I want to spend the rest of the day together.
Can you help me with my golf swing, though? I'm not even kidding.
I'd be honored.
Okay, great, because it's looking a little wobbly.
Well, I thought, yeah, it's a little frantic. Sometimes I wonder if you have to shit while you're teeing off.
We've cleared this up.
Probably.
I shit and I stopped at the toilet. I don't know if I have anything left. I'll have a ham salad.
I think you've got a fine swing. It's just
a little,
sometimes it's a little bit like it's a little.
Oh, like, wow. I have a lot of weight
in
the hips.
I think it helps if you just slow it down. Have you ever tried taking half a Flexerol before a round?
Wait a minute. We got to do the rotation.
Look at that ass.
Jesus Christ. I heard a joint slip.
It's rhythm. You know, rhythm is a dancer. You can feel it in the air.
Wow, great job, doll.
Chris, are you into me now?
Not at all.
All righty.
I got a question. Have you thought about starting? You know, you're so successful right now. I saw you through a pitch.
I did.
Oh, my God.
And you know, yeah, I threw the pitch at the Red Sox game. Thank you so much.
Boston Red Sox, that's like the main one, right?
That's the main baseball right there.
Well, they're not into any baseballers. They're into footballers, so they don't know shit.
Basketball.
They're butts out there.
The butts.
We got to stand right near the dugout, and I was just licking my chops.
Wow.
And, but you know, everyone, all the men in my life were like, it's a lot harder than it looks to get it to the catcher or whatever they're called. And
screw them. Screw
them. And I was like, it's hard. And then they bring out this little kid named Keenan. He's an adorable little kid. Looks like he's fresh out of like Sandlot animated show. And this little kid throws the pitch before me, wins over the hearts of everyone. And then I come out pussy popping. And honestly, I buried that little shit.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Whoa. You've got an Olympic form. You've got room.
Straight into the dugout. And I also, the owner of the Red Sox wife came up to me. I didn't know she was the Red Sox wife.
Oh, yeah.
She came up and she was like, that was so fun, such good energy. And I went, you look wealthy. I didn't know she, you know, I think she's worth quite a lot. And she was like, well, yeah.
She didn't know how to answer.
I think she was trying to exchange numbers and I blew it. So
that sounds like my Tuesday night, doll.
So does Corey have any hot friends that you, because I never see Corey with his pals.
Corey doesn't have any friends anymore. No.
Yeah.
Because she traps you in and doesn't let you out of the house.
No, he's so busy. You know, he's doing a collab with Dolce & Gabbana.
Is he?
Yeah.
And did you set that up?
Of course I did. I could set it up for you too, doll. You know,
I want to come hang at Club Chris.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well,
summer's
we'll
just around the corner.
The Calabasas. Calabasas Country Club, doll. We'll all go.
God forbid. I'm in Malibu, and nobody comes over to see me.
Well, that's because you're over on the PCH, are you not? And it's sizzled.
Yes. We did have a little bit of an issue there, but Brody never comes to see me. Kendall sometimes. And I'm just trying to hang out with Chris, but she doesn't answer the cell phone. I call her on the landline, and it goes to busy, so I don't know.
Because I put you in my phone as devil. Scares me.
Is this the face of the devil? God forbid.
No, this is the face of an angel.
Exactly.
I think. Do you have a tea time this afternoon? Though I heard you had to jet soon.
Yeah. At the putt. Yeah, I've got something set up.
Okay. Absolutely. You've been on the Lido deck a couple times.
Lido deck. Well, yeah.
We should
pop in your pussy. There's a Show Me Your Moo Moo show that I wanted to stop by.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
There's a fashion show. I wanted to grab some sequins.
I showed Corey.
Maybe a cheetah top like Scott.
I showed Corey my moo moo 5 minutes before we got out.
Chris, moo moo is a good name for it. Woo! That's, you know,
this is the line, and this is where you've crossed it, okay? I've heard enough about you banging other men. I don't like it.
Let's do happy hour later. Let's all meet at the bar later, yeah?
Let's get all the mozzarella sticks.
I love it.
And the main public buffet where everyone can join.
I'll find it. Sure. Yeah.
God forbid you come down to the steerage for once in a while.
Chris, do it for the people.
For the people, Chris. Come on.
You guys will.
We love Entitled so much. Goddamn, this woman is amazing. I kind of want to beat her. Maybe I'll come back and maybe I can change a third time. Who knows? Don't cancel me, okay? I love you.
No one's canceling you. I love you guys.
Thank you. I love you so much.
I love you so
Thanks
much, guys.
So much
Make some noise
on.
For these two.
Entitled. Wait,
Caitlin
give a
Chris.
Little dance one more time. Come on, Chris. Guess. Anna Roisman.
Oh, my God.
And this is my beautiful co-host, Andrea Lopez.
Hi, guys. Oh my God.
Wait, how iconic was that? We had Entitled Housewife as our guest on the cruise episode.
No, as I live and breathe, we are such big Becky fans, and this was like so fun.
A lifelong dream for us.
So fun. How are you guys doing? Are we cruising hard? Are we having a great time, right? It's 2 p.m. You guys are the real ones. You know what I mean? You guys are the fucking real ones. Do you guys have cocktails? Do you have drinks? Are we...
Thank you for coming out. 2 p.m. is a hard time. And, you know, we said this is going to be rough. They want to be at the pool. And but you're here. And that means the most to us.
We're running our own tech.
I'm about to crash out with this internet, okay?
Stop. We got this. I don't know how to laugh as me anymore, just so you know. Just in case I sound like Kris Jenner, that's how I've been for the last 2-3 years, however long we've been doing this fucking show.
I fall in line with Caitlin just a little bit, though.
Yeah.
But no, we enjoy it. We enjoy it. Oh, my God. We're on a fucking cruise. What? This is crazy.
This is so much fun. Also, guys, do you guys know what day it is? I know it's April 15th. Ugh. I'm going to say
it. It's Tuesday.
I'm going to say it because I've texted everyone in my family. Yes, today is the anniversary of the Titanic sinking.
Yes, exactly. And do you want to know something? We enjoyed our nice excursion yesterday, right? We went off on the land and we were seeing the sights. Basically, we went to the nearest beach and we were just like, let's just chill. I just want to have a moment in the sun. We're walking back and Anna goes, oh my God, do you know what day it is? And I said, no, I don't know. It's Monday. I'm enjoying it. It's an off day.
And I literally was like, today's the day that the Titanic hit the iceberg, but it fully sank on the 15th.
I said, you're such... She's like, bitch.
I'm trying to enjoy my life. You're like mid-selfie with the Atlantis behind her. Like, hey, guys. I'm like, yeah, tonight's
the night. Who says that, though? I go, oh, my God. I know it is the anniversary, but that's crazy. To be on a cruise, though, I haven't been on a cruise in a long time. So for me to put that in my head, Whose first cruise is it?
I'm so sorry I said that. I'm sorry. We're fine. I think it's warm out. No icebergs. We're good. I still want to say, don't you want to say it every time at night, right? When you look out the back of the boat, you're like, icebergs right ahead. I can't.
Has anybody gone back to their room a little tipsy and you just look over the edge and you go, I might. It could be my last day. The water's kind of looking inviting and I go, I told her,
when she told me that, I was like, yeah, that's how I am every day in New York City when the subway comes. I'm like, I don't know.
This could be the last day, but it also could not be.
Yeah.
But it might be.
It's also tax day, guys. Happy tax
day. Shut up, Anna. Oh, my God.
I'm just going to Debbie Downer this whole day right now.
She is my big sister because she makes sure that I'm on time with everything. And by the way, I filed for an extension. Anybody? Okay, thank God.
Okay, because she did it yesterday.
With barely any internet. I was emailing my tax guy and I go, so extension, correct. And I just had my last extension and I just paid for my last taxes and I'm on a payment plan for my last taxes, which is 2023. So if you think about it, I'm fucked.
You should just give someone your social security number. I feel like they'll help you out here.
Is anybody an accountant in here?
Scott, what do you do? Oh, we got an accountant behind Scott.
Help.
She raised her hand and was like, never mind, it's tax day. I'm not working. I'm on a vacation.
If we didn't file an extension, though, are we really living? No.
I didn't.
You guys are responsible, and that's what I love about you, because I didn't. So I'll handle that when we get on land. You know, the internet sucks.
We were reminiscing about our cruise stories that we've been on, because we both have been on cruises before.
A long time ago, though.
These two women have to go do their taxes. Good luck.
They're like, oh, my God, they just jogged my memory that I have to do my taxes. Fuck.
How old were you when you went on your cruise?
I think I was about 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd that go for you?
Not well, actually, but nobody's surprised. I was gallivanting around the ship. My parents were like, go enjoy yourself. And I said, okay. And my mom wasn't watching me, and I loved to swim. I was in the jacuzzi as a 9-year-old, questionable. And I went down and I swallowed a bunch of water. I was treating it like it was a normal pool.
Full George Washington, her hair, you know, in the jacuzzi with the drunk adults.
Hey, guys. I loved being in the pool. And I'm sure all the adults were like, whose kid is this? This is so alarming. And I'm just sitting in there enjoying myself. I got a full bacterial infection all over my body. I got really sick. And my mom's like, what's wrong with you? I was like, I don't know. I was just swallowing a bunch of dick water. I don't know. I'm not even kidding. I still have marks. So I had all these bacterial marks around. It was like ringworm.
Oh my God. But on my face and my upper body.
Just start Gross. Listing all the diseases. She's like, and hepatitis and this and this.
So they told us to get off the boat onto land, and we had to go see this, I don't know,
yeah,
a
they
doctor.
Did this and don't come back.
Yeah, no, and stay out there, actually. We don't want you back on the boat. And I just had to put ointment all around, but I still have a couple dark marks. Anyway, if you see me on the boat, come say hi. I love
oh
you.
Oh, my God.
Can I survived, ask, and it was fine.
Did your parents sue the cruise ship?
They probably should
I'd be
have.
Like, can we sue? I don't understand. This was your hot tub, right? And they're like, what happens after we, we leave the dock is not our problem.
Correct. No, my mom was very passive. She goes, well, we'll just get ointment, and I guess we'll call it a day.
Oh, my God.
And then it healed right up. Strong immune system.
That's crazy.
I think. I don't know. Anyway, when's the last time you've been on a cruise?
Well, I worked on a cruise a year ago with the New Kids on the Block.
I got Could to you host, imagine?
I got to host shows for the Blockheads. It was so fun, can I just say? And that's what I was so excited to come on this cruise because it was like camp on that. And so this is like camp again, right? We're, mm-hmm. Right? Are we all at camp this week? We're like fucking... We're not, you yeah. know, at least I'm sorry, Scott, but I'm not with my boyfriend. I'm fucking living right now. You know, it's just a party. But before that job, I went on a cruise when I was 9, and I have my parents, they never let having kids ruin their social life. You know, they are those types of parents. They were like,
we still trying to enjoy their lives.
We have 3 kids, but we will go to the bar every night, no matter what. That's why I ended up doing this, but my parents, we went on a cruise with our family, and I was 9. I'm the oldest, and my parents requested for a cabin on the opposite side of the ship. So
I didn't even know you could do that.
I know. Yeah, apparently. They were like, we'll take a room on the other side, and they told us when dinner was, and that was it. They literally got rid of us on a cruise ship. Because
thankfully, you had siblings, though, and you guys were just hanging out with each other.
Who knows? We made friends. I fucking don't remember much, you know? I probably went overboard, and that's why I have no memory of it.
Remembered now? You're like, my childhood was a little bit, I don't know.
Yeah, we met at dinner, though, you know?
Family dinner.
We met at dinner. So that was it. My parents, they took me to Vegas once, and, you know, they were not normal family vacations, you know what I mean? They were too cool for school.
Your parents wanted to enjoy themselves. There is one child on this boat, though. And we're
she
like,
won limbo.
Damn! We were doing the limbo today on the deck. And
guess
they're like,
why.
Come on. And we're like, well, clearly this little, you know, 3'7" is going to win.
She was a star. She fucking walked through that thing. You know, we were like, great. She wins.
But she was such a good sport. And I said, obviously, yes, you please. Absolutely.
Are you guys getting like good stories to bring home from this ship? Right.
Yes.
Aren't you having, like, every night there's something that goes down that we're just like, what? Like, no one understands. We're in the middle of the ocean right now. This is the most random trip of our life.
What happens on the boat stays on the boat, okay?
Yeah.
So if you're married and you came on the boat and there's like 5 single men here, I don't know, do your thing.
Can I just say my weird shit started happening on the way here. I was on the flight coming here to Miami from New York. And the flight attendants, you know, there's like 2 of them, right? And they're pushing the cart down the aisle. I was not in first class, if you can't tell. And
Kris Jenner was, clearly.
And they're pushing the cart down the aisle. And the one girl goes to the other guy and she goes, so last year, remember when I fell asleep at the wheel and then I crashed my car? Well, now I live in Fort Lauderdale. And the other guy goes, yeah, didn't you meet someone in Fort Lauderdale? And now you guys are like dating? And she goes, yeah, that's why I went down to 3 days a week. I'm like seeing someone now. And I'm sitting there waiting to order going, I have so many questions for this woman. She said it like out loud for anyone to hear that she fell asleep at the wheel and crashed her car. I'm like, you're a part of this crew. No wonder planes are going down.
She was clocking out and coming right on the cruise with us because those are our people. Nobody was concerned. But did you ask any questions or you were like, I'll take the
I looked up
strudel.
And I go, I'll have a Bloody Mary, please.
Amazing. No, I think flight attendants, they do so much for us and they're severely underpaid. We have a flight attendant?
Yes!
God,
oh my God, was it
no
you?
Wonder your husband is a fucking gambler. You guys are underpaid. Yes! What airline are you allowed to say?
Don't say
that. Girl, I'd be flying all types of them. Now, wait a minute. Go Spirit.
Let me just say.
I've flown Spirit. And you know what? There's been
knock
on wood.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. Everybody's talking shit about Spirit, but hey, you don't hear about them crashing.
I also want to say, you're going to be retired by Thursday if your husband's just staying in the fucking casino.
Absolutely. But I also love that you work for Spirit and you flew American. How do you do...
Do they own them or something?
Absolutely.
It's a good perks. Oh, he doesn't. Yeah.
We can't be. Right. Well, we got places to go. We got slot machines to motherfucking bamboozle. Yeah,
he's a rich dude right now. He's like, I'm not fucking waiting on a line anymore. Did you see what happened to me at blackjack today? Fuck that.
Okay, I need to like really learn how to play. All I know is how to play like craps.
Wait, we had an amazing story the other night. Is Jody here? Do we have a Jody in the audience? Oh God, Jody. Jody was iconic.
We were coming back from Steph's show, and Jody's there, like cross-eyed. She's holding this massive plate of food from the buffet, like,
filed up,
and she's got this beautiful.
Do you guys know Jody? Oh, she tapped her like, oh my God, it's our friend. Don't tell anyone.
The eyes. She was like, what's going on, girls? I was like, Jody, you stacked up at the buffet. Smart girl. She's like, it's for my husband. And we're like, absolutely. Where's your husband? I was at Heather's show, and my husband is at the casino. He's blacked out, and he won a bunch of money. I don't know how, and so I'm taking my food back to the room for him.
No, said, Jody, you're a fucking boss. He won $1,500. Didn't you remember the end of it, though?
He was. Oh, clearly I don't. I'm like, yeah.
No, ran away because she goes, he's throwing up right now. I don't know where. Probably in the women's bathroom here. And I go, I ain't going to go. I'm sorry.
Jody is iconic.
I liked her 5 minutes before that one moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, but she was just holding the plate of food. And I said, you know what? And that's a down ass bitch.
Yeah, because that's what everyone wants, bitch. That buffet after you're Ralphing for a while.
Now, I know that we were on a ship, though, but did you guys see that the Blue Origin landed? They went up to space and they came back? While we've been on the ship,
yesterday,
though.
The women went to space in the morning and came down.
Give it up for the women. Yeah, baby. I will absolutely not be going into space, though.
I've learned so much about this. First of all, can we just say... Yeah, can
what,
we just...
What? Oh, my God, what?
They sent Gail to fucking space.
And Gail looks amazing. No, Gail, her feathers were ruffled.
I wanted to say, though, you guys, here's what I've learned.
Yeah.
They edged space. They did not fully go in.
It was such a fucking tease.
It was like 7 minutes. I literally saw someone tweet, like, they're going to space. I brushed my teeth. I come out, and they had already come down from space. And I was like, wait, what?
What kind of trip is this? Okay.
They went up to space for like 5 minutes.
And they brought a glam team.
I mean, look at them.
Did you guys see them like returning to American soil? And they're like, oh my God, they're kissing the ground. Who looks like that in space? Nobody.
There's a video of them. Video is hard to do on the ship, but we found this. If you haven't tried.
You saw we had technical difficulties, obviously. Yeah.
This is going to fix our TikTok addiction. But these women are in space, and their perfectly waved extensions are just like bouncing. I'm like, what the fuck? Space is the hottest commercial I've ever seen. No, they look amazing. I was so confused by this. And then I don't know if you saw, Katy Perry did sing in space, in case anyone is wondering. Did she?
She loves attention.
She sang for Gail in space.
Firework. I mean, who's doing that in space?
That was beautiful, Katy Perry.
Thank you. I don't sing. See me at karaoke tonight. I'll be there. Gail, though, was weathered. The homegirl, I don't know if you saw her Instagram, but she came.
Gail?
There was a picture that was snapped of her, and Gail is literally like, she kissed the ground, and then
they
she walked
the
up.
The ground.
And she was like, I just want to say, I will never be doing that again. And that was the craziest experience of my life. Okay, Gail, relax. You were there for 7 minutes. Relax.
Honestly,
relax.
I feel like it was like a fucking Disney ride. Like, I don't know that they actually went. It was all too glamorous for space, you know?
It really was, though.
I grew up on Armageddon. Shit happens when you go to space, right? You don't come back with better hair.
Never. This is like a pregnancy photo shoot. Have you guys done that? Because when I imagine I'm giving birth, I'm going to look like absolute shit.
This is like all these women. They had their makeup artists do that. They go through the craziest experience and they just look glamorized.
Lauren Sanchez looks like Miss California, honestly. Like, she looks stunning here.
Lauren Sanchez confuses me, but that's, again, for another day.
Also, you guys, there are tons of headlines because, God forbid, a woman goes to space. There are so many headlines that are like, what happens to Botox and filler when you go to space? Like, did a scientist already go with them and figure that shit out? I was like, what? No one would ever write that about a man, you know?
Of course. But that's what people want to know because our brains are mush.
Like, how is his BO when he leaves the earth? You know, I don't know. No one would write that shit about guys.
His ball sack enlarged on the left side, but not on the right. It's Botox.
I hope so.
But what did you read, though? Does it?
I didn't click further. I thought, that's enough for me.
You know when you read the headline and you go, that's enough?
Yeah. That's
enough.
And
it says click link for more. I'm already doing enough work scrolling. Why do I need to do more?
No.
Just give me the full story in the Instagram post. That's all I'm saying. That's it. I'm sorry.
I wanna take a temperature of the room. Have any of you guys ever listened to our podcast? I'm scared to ask.
Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It is an intimate room, but this means so much to us because we both love Heather so much. We both love so many of the performers.
We were like a late addition. We were so excited to come on with all of you guys. We were like, oh my God, everyone and like all of Heather's performers. We were like, this is such a fucking awesome group to be with. Yeah. So
we're very big fans. So give it up for the boat.
Give it up for this cruise.
Everybody here, I just can't believe. I know.
It's so fun.
And you guys are here. So it means so much to us. Truly.
And if you haven't listened to us, we do a lot on Instagram and TikTok. We do a lot of wigs. We do a lot of characters. And usually on our show, we do a little celeb catch up with what's going on in the current news with our characters. So we thought we'd close out with a little celeb catch up.
We got to see what's going on in the news. So
yeah,
first up, I mean, she's really been doing a lot of things and she loves it. She was first a Pilates instructor, a yoga instructor. I don't know. She was stretching and she's got amazing fake tits and she's married to Alec Baldwin. Most known for her newest TLC series, which just had their finale. Welcome to the stage, Eladia Baldwin. Thank you.
Hola.
Eladia, you just had the full season is now on TLC. You can go watch it. How is all the buzz? What are you feeling?
It was like so, how you say, like excitando, you know, like to be on television. Like,
right.
It's so crazy, you know, like I'm just a girl from like, you know, just like a village just outside of Azpania called Boston, Massachusetts, you know?
Right.
So for me to be like in, you know, on TV, it's like, it's TLC, you know? It's like, it's so exciting because, you know, Telemundo passed. I don't understand.
They passed on your show?
Yeah. They did.
Well, you guys aren't speaking Spanish, but you have an amazing accent.
When I am talking, I am speaking Spanish, you know?
It's right.
Like sometimes. And that makes me human, okay? I don't care what you think. I am a human.
I agree with you. You got an amazing accent.
Gracias.
And how is it being married to Alec Baldwin, really, though?
Oh, it's so great. You know, like, we met, and he was like, I have a house in Los Hamptones. And I love Los Hamptones, you know? It's like...
The Hamptons, right.
So nice. Yeah.
How do you say it?
Los Hamptones.
East
Hamptones. You know, that's where we come from.
I say East Hamptones.
Yeah. And Alec is just so great. You know, he's like such a great celebrity and he like has a lot of movies, but he's also like such a good, you know, papacito to our siete Baldwinitos.
That's right. You've got seven kids. What is that? I can't even wrap my head around that. All the children.
Carmen, Rafa, Leonardo, Michelangelo, Splinter, Topo Chico, you know. It's just like they're so sweet, you know. They're such nice kids.
So many kids. Your oldest daughter, though, she really wrangles the kids. We see a lot of that in the show.
Carmen, yeah, she is such a she is such a superstar, you know. It's like
superstar.
Yeah,
I'm trying to decode what you're saying because your accent is.
You don't
strong.
Have to do that. You don't have to do that sometimes.
Okay, yeah,
it's like,
right. Well, actually, you guys were on the red carpet and you were telling Alec like. You know, stop talking.
When I am talking, you're not talking, you know?
Right.
When I am talking, you're not talking. And he was all like, you're so... And I said, shut the fuck up, Alec, you know?
It's right.
Like, and you don't want to make him angry, you know? It's like scary when he gets angry.
He is. How do you keep the spark alive, though? Because you guys seem to have
so many children. I don't know if you got surrogates, but you're
no,
banging.
No, we just always are having sextando, you know? It's like
sextando.
I don't know. It's just like how we have our children, you know? It's
yeah.
Like, yeah.
And nice. You enjoy yourselves. You're still married happily, I think.
We are, yes. We have no clue if we have season two, you know? We don't know.
But we're hoping for it.
Yeah. Like,
did anybody watch the season?
No. Oh, no.
It was really good. Eladia, tell them how good it was.
I was like the main one, you know? I was like the star and my husband, Alec. And we had some of our famous friends stopped by the house. The show is really about like familia, you know? It's about familia and it's about like how to pack Siete Baldwinitos to go to the Hamptones for the summer. That's... Yeah.
It's a lot about the Latin plight, right? The struggles
and
that
TLC.
We have.
And it airs on Sundays on TLC, you know, just after my 600-pound sisters, the Baldwins.
That's what I love about TLC. They're so broad. They cover so many topics. And that really goes to show how great you are.
Gracias.
And your tits are also amazing.
Thank you. I had them, I had them liftache, you know, lift up.
Yes.
After Siete, you need to.
God forbid. I don't even know. I mean, I would need to lift it as well. But being married, though, to a superstar, do you feel like you've had your light on the TLC show?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, it's been amazing, you know? It's been, like, so fun and so... it's been like so like life changing, you know.
What's the next project for Eladia?
Maybe more babies. You never know.
Close the legs.
I don't know. I really don't know. Cover of a magazine, though. I don't know. It's like the world is my clam. I don't know.
American sayings are
Thank
so hard
you.
For you, and I love that. If there's any PR people here, please hit her up. It's Eladia Baldwin.
Gracias. Thank
Give
you.
Give it
so
up for
much.
Eladia. We love Eladia. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Wait, but we have to catch up with another celebrity who, I love that we're doing this, like, live. Like usually we put on, you know, like, a little, like, whatever. This is so fun. But we have another celebrity with us today. You guys know and love her. And there's a reason she's in the Bahamas on this cruise. So, we've got... Wow, the Bravo girlies are in the house.
Where the Bravo girls at? Yes, bitch. Yes. All right.
Teresa.
Listen. Thank you.
How are you?
I mean, I'm doing amazing. I got Sicilian skin, so I've been tanning.
Yeah.
I've been enjoying myself.
You look great.
Thank you.
Did you come on this ship with your family?
Yeah, I got Louis here. He's in the casino. He's in the casino, I think. And then also I got my four daughters.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I'm just hanging out, you know, having fun. I have not found Juicy Joe yet.
So you've been looking for him?
I mean, a little bit. I don't know if you guys saw it in the news, but I have a little bit of some issues with money. I don't want to say it out loud because I already went through that. But
I will say we were all nervous you were here on tax day, you know?
I struggle with that. I hope they figured that out at home in Jersey.
Yeah.
So I got to like work on that. But I think we're okay. Gia said we're fine. Gia's my oldest daughter. And she was like, Mom, you're fine. Don't worry. And you'll be okay. And I said, all right, great.
Tell us about Gia's show. Doesn't she have a show?
Gia's got a new show on Bravo.
Yeah.
My gosh, she's got a new show. It's basically just like Bravo Nepo babies. And I think it'll be amazing. Gia's so smart. I don't know where she got it from. But she's doing her thing. And she loves it. And yeah, there's like Meredith Mark's son. He's great. I don't know anything about him. So yeah. Yeah. I'm just in my house in Jersey making sauce, and I'm hanging out. So, yeah, but I'm watch the show. It's on Bravo. I think there's one episode out. I don't know.
Do we have Real Housewives of New Jersey fans here?
Okay.
Your fans are here.
Yeah, these are my ladies. Be honest. Who's your favorite housewife?
Teresa.
No.
You don't have to say that.
Don't say Mia. Don't say Mia. It's okay.
Who's your second favorite?
What the fuck? Shut up. For the men in the room, Alyssa's my sister-in-law. I don't like her. She's
but
not nice.
She makes a great cookie, right?
Do you want to fight right now? Do you want to fight? Yeah. One time at Christmas dinner, she brought over sprinkle cookies. I threw them in the garbage because I like pinoli cookies. And that's it. And now she got a whole business. You guys say that. Who bought sprinkle cookies?
Yeah, loyal. No.
Thank you.
She's doing cake now.
You wow. did. I have a hard time trusting. Hello.
Yeah, why didn't you sign a prenup? That's what everyone wants to know.
That's what you guys want to know, why I didn't sign a prenup. Because I love Louis. Love, love, love. We were in a love bubble. I was blinded. Out of couples here. Have you ever been in a relationship where you're blinded?
No.
All yes. right. Say yes. exactly. Where? Some of us don't grow up, all right? I'm enjoying my life right now. I divorced Juicy Joe, and then I met Louie, and I love him. So here you go.
Is he okay right now today? Is he doing?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, he was at Spinnaker Lounge or something, hanging out. I think he played like adult chess, like that, like life size. He was playing with Melania.
Nice.
I don't know. So he was having fun. I left him up there. I said, take care of yourself. But I hope he doesn't get too tan, because sometimes he looks red and I'm worried about his skin.
Are you doing the hair extensions on the deck? Are you guys doing the hair extensions and the braiding? Yeah.
Yes.
You could look like that. You could look like that.
Okay, so for my wedding day, you guys got, oh my God, you have a picture of me. Oh my
yeah,
God. Oh my God. Why
so
do you
cute.
Have Juicy Joe here?
He just looks so fine. We had to add him in.
Oh my God, right next to Louie. Wow.
Yeah. Just
this
staying
is
away
life.
From America.
Oh my God, his tattoos are set. Okay, that's my ex-husband. Stop.
Stop. Right.
This is my husband. That's my ex. Yeah. Go to the hair braid. And I already have extensions. They're like 15 inches long, but yeah.
Well, you look amazing. Guys, Teresa Giudice.
Thank you. I love, love, love you. Oh, my God. I'm going to be at karaoke tonight with my friend Luann.
Yeah, Luann's going to karaoke
Come
tonight.
To karaoke. I'm going to be singing Sade, Bruno Mars.
Luann's going to be doing a little Money Can't Buy You Close.
Luann is on the boat with us right now, though.
She is, yeah.
And I wish you guys hit singles.
I wish you could have seen us go through security and, you know, they open our bag and we have like 40 fucking wigs with us and they're like, are they okay?
What's going on over here? You've seen worse.
We also went to Target right before we left for the boat, and I bought all this shit, and my popcorn spilled out onto the conveyor belt getting onto the boat. I was like, I'm sorry. I'm scared. I'm never going to eat again.
As one does.
No,
yes.
And, you know, all of you get it, because the guy looked at me and goes, it's not the first time it happened today. And I was like, what?
These people have seen so much worse. They know. They get us. They're one for us. They're for the people.
Yeah, they really are. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us today.
No, you guys mean the world to us. We love you so much.
This is so fun. Guys, do us a favor. We're still very green for a podcast, so go follow Big Wigs. Find us online. We do a shit ton of video. Thank you to Becky Robinson for being our guest.
We love Becky so much. Her podcast is right after ours in the same area. So
and we'll see you at karaoke later. Love you guys. Thank you so much.
If you want to take a shot later, come up to me because I love tequila. So let's have fun. I love
you. Let's do it.
Bye, guys.